Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. Top school administrator in Kansas City, Kansas, says the state needs balanced tax policy to fix funding for its public schools. Superintendent Cynthia Lane was present on Tuesday for a Kansas Supreme Court hearing on education funding changes made by legislators this year. The court told lawmakers in February to improve funding for poor school districts. The legislature rewrote school funding laws, but left most districts' aid unchanged. Lane said the changes only moved money around. An attorney for the district suggests the court could order a boost in aid to poor districts and demand cuts elsewhere in the budget. Lane said that would be only a temporary solution. She said the long-term remedy is tax policy that funds quality services. Kansas slashed income taxes in 2012 and 2013. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Somewhat in knots over this trendy new hairstyle called a man bun. I mean, what's next? The he-hive? Well, Motel 6 recently got a new updo of sorts, too, with renovations nationwide. And even with our fresh modern look, you'll still find rooms at the lowest price of any national chain. So you can save up enough money to get yourself a haircut. Or maybe a hat. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book direct at Motel6.com.
Your car may have aged well, but its AM/FM setup isn't the technological wonder it used to be. So get with the times and pick up a Bluetooth car kit at NAPA for $14.99. It attaches to your visor and keeps your hands free from holding your phone. That's $14.99 for a Bluetooth car kit and a way to bring your ride into the 21st century. That's NAPA know-how. At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt says the state Supreme Court has no reason to shut down public schools, even if it doesn't like changes in the education funding system made earlier this year by lawmakers. Schmidt commented Tuesday after the court concluded a hearing on whether those changes comply with an order the justices issued in February. Lawmakers rewrote part of the state's school funding formula, but left most districts' aid unchanged. Schmidt says lawmakers made enough changes to make funding fairer for poor districts. An attorney for four school districts suing the state, including the Wichita district, said the court could order lawmakers to boost aid to poor districts and cut spending elsewhere in the state budget. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback ordering flags in Wyandotte County to be lowered to half staff in memory of a slain police detective. Brownback directing the county's flags to be lowered Tuesday and Wednesday to honor 39-year-old Brad Lancaster. He died at a hospital Monday. Mid-America Network News.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska Republican voters have chosen their candidate for an Omaha-based congressional race and endorsed Donald Trump as their presidential nominee. Retired Brigadier General Don Bacon won the GOP nomination to face Democrat U.S. Representative Brad Ashford in November. Ashford is serving his first term in the 2nd Congressional District. Nebraska's longest-serving state senator has triumphed over a Democratic and a Republican challenger in his North Omaha district. Independent Senator Ernie Chambers of Omaha was the top vote-getter in yesterday's primary election. He and Republican John Ciara will advance to the November general election. Donald Trump said in an AP interview he's narrowed his list of potential running mates down to 5 or 6, and he is leaning against accepting public money to finance his campaign against likely Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. You mean the same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Understandable, seeing how its aluminum alloy helps make F-150 stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever before. And the innovation doesn't stop there. F-150 also offers features like available Pro Trailer Backup Assist that makes slipping your trailer into tight spaces as easy as slipping a bratwurst into a bun. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
Class's full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG. 2.7 liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary.
Technology is supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Injury accidents were reported in Washington County last Monday in the 2200 block of Shady Boulevard. Dakin Stahlbaumer looked away and struck a tree. He was taken by private vehicle to Hanover Hospital. On Wednesday in Lynn, Justin Umke of Lynn was rear-ended by Crystal Suderman of Belleville. Umke was taken by private vehicle to the Clay Center Hospital. Suderman was taken by private vehicle to the Republic County Hospital. Nemaha County Sheriff's Office received a report of two windows broken out on a John Deere backhoe, which was parked at 2189 Highway 63 overnight last Sunday or sometime Monday. Marysville police continue investigation of a break-in the weekend of April 30th at 1010 Otto Street. Greg and Susie Boss returned home and found jewelry, guns, and several vintage mirrors missing. They're offering a $500 reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible. Please contact Marysville police. Thunderstorms Monday evening prompted numerous warnings. Hardest hit in this area were parts of Washington County, where baseball-sized hail was reported northwest of Lynn and near Washington. Large hail was also reported in Riley County west of Randolph. Several inches of rain in a short period prompted flash flood advisories in southeast Washington County. With recent storms, citizens are reminded that roofing companies soliciting business in Kansas must be registered with the state. This is an effort to reduce less than reputable companies scamming homeowners. You're advised to check background reference, put contract terms in writing, and check Better Business Bureau sites for confirmation. Door-to-door solicitors are often the worst candidates for construction services and should be backgrounded if you're not familiar. Marysville City Brush Dump site is open Monday through Friday afternoons 4 to 6 and Saturday and Sundays 1 to 5. Dorothy S. Volker, age 93, passed away on Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation at the church Wednesday, 5 until 8 p.m. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Volker. Jesse William Rowland, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery. And Darius Fifley, Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Jesse Rowland. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, tossed salad, and apricots. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, wheat bread, California blend, and fresh fruit. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hot meat buys during a three-day sale through Friday at Cromie's Market. Featuring 93% extra lean ground beef, $3.29 a pound. Boneless skinless chicken breast, $1.29 a pound. Boneless center cut pork loin roast, $1.69 a pound. Sliced bacon, $1.59 a pound. And jumbo deli hot dogs, 79 cents a pound. While supplies last through Friday at Cromie's Market in Marysville. Shop local, shop hometown, shop Cromie's Market.
I'm Derek Schmidt, your Kansas Attorney General. After a storm, scam artists often roll into town disguised as legitimate contractors and offering deals that sound good. If recent storms have damaged your roof, be especially cautious and don't sign a contract for repairs until you confirm that your roofer is registered with the Attorney General's office as required by law. To check the roofer registry and for more information about staying safe after the storms, visit www.inyourcornerkansas.org.
Showers and thunder showers once again today, marching east across the nation's heartland, sections of South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, as well as Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, gearing up for some fairly widespread precipitation at times. That will advance north and east across Wisconsin, Illinois later today, tonight. Now, there is the possibility, too, for some locally strong thunder showers in the vicinity of Texas, up across parts of Missouri, Kansas. Fairly high risk, in fact, North Texas, Oklahoma today. Slight risk from Chicago all the way south into Texas, and that may stretch up across Iowa into parts of South Wisconsin, extreme south parts of Minnesota. By tomorrow, that threat advances further south and east. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhaus.
Average high temperature mid-May, 74, record high on this date, 92 in 2011. The average low, 52, record low is 35 in 1981. Sunset this evening, 8:25. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12. Thunderstorms rumbled. I do mean rumbled overnight. We were just short of another inch of rain here at our studios in Marysville. 53 degrees, cloudy, overcast. North winds gusting to 30 miles an hour. Barometer at 29.92 inches. Again, just short of an inch of rain overnight here at our KNDY studios as the late April, early May shower trend continues. Checking radar, most of the activity pushing east out of Kansas, Nebraska. A long line of activity still encompassing the eastern couple of counties through Nebraska and Iowa. Far northeast corner of Kansas primarily. Heaviest thunderstorms down along I-70, Topeka, Lawrence, moving into Kansas City. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 11th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Let Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville help you celebrate your graduate and the places they'll go. Say congratulations with a special frame, photo album, or keepsake book. They also have nifty ways of giving money or gift cards in fun tins, toys, and cards. If you're hosting a graduation party, make sure to check out their selection of graduation napkins and other trimmings. And graduates, check out their fun selection of mortarboard decorations. Let Reflections Hallmark help you celebrate your graduate journey and all the places they'll go. Keepsake moments happen every day. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville will help you capture those moments on Saturday with their Dream Book Party. The anticipation of Christmas builds months in advance. On Saturday, Reflections Hallmark will help you complete your Dream Book wish list. Hallmark Keepsake Christmas Ornaments. From commemorating long-awaited firsts to celebrating a milestone to simply decorating in a favorite theme, nothing gets to the heart of the moments that truly matter like keepsake ornaments. Saturday at Reflections Hallmark.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, how will farmers cope if projections for lower prices for most commodities in the next marketing year prove accurate? Gary Crawford has more.
Agriculture Department analysts are projecting yet another drop in prices for corn, rice, wheat, cotton, cattle, hogs, and poultry for the upcoming marketing year. Some producers say that prices this season have not allowed them to make cost of production. USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson told us if these forecasts hold up,
we probably expect to see more loan restructuring going into next year. Some of the Farm Bill programs will kick in to a larger extent, so there will be some offsetting government payments to provide the safety net that producers will need.
Likely land values and cash rents may come down, which could help. And on the credit front,
very low interest rates, so farm loans are likely to be relatively inexpensive to finance and to refinance.
If farmers can get lenders to grant financing, some producers even this year are reporting some trouble getting their usual lenders to give them an operating loan or extend the current one. But these USDA forecasts, remember, are very early, very tentative. A lot can happen between planting time now and marketing time down the road. Gary Crawford.
Well, the supply and demand report was out yesterday from USDA, which brought some of those lower projections to the market. Corn production for 2016-17, 14.4 billion bushels. That's up 829 million from last year. Soybean production projected 3.8 million bushels. That's down 129 million from last crop year on lower harvested acres and trending yields, which took the markets way higher. Wheat supplies projected to be up 6% as well. But again, those lower prices also for the livestock industry. Find more online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The United Soybean Board continues implementation of the Checkoff's long-range strategic plan with the goal of maximizing profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. USB Chair Jared Haggart says the plan brings focus to the industry at a challenging time.
We're all excited about this new plan and how focused it is. As we're facing different, more challenging times in our industry, this focus is going to become more important than ever.
The plan focuses on innovating beyond the bushel to meet U.S.'s soy end users' needs. End users of U.S. soy don't buy bushels of beans. They buy the components, meal and oil. And the Checkoff has plans to improve those products. You can find out more about the Soy Checkoff's long-range strategic plan by visiting unitedsoybean.org online. Turning our attention to soil temperatures this morning, we're finally beginning to see some warmer temperatures moving from east to west across specifically Nebraska and Kansas. Southeastern Nebraska running 60, 61 degrees this morning. A strip through the center part of the state, 52, 53, and 54 degrees. And the far western sections of the panhandle in the upper 40s. Now across Kansas, looking at 60s across the eastern two-thirds of the state, low 60s. Then we're looking at upper 50s in a strip along the western sections of the state. The far northwest corners of Kansas is still stuck in the low 50s, but warming up quite nicely elsewhere. All three of the panhandle Oklahoma counties checking in at 59 degrees this morning, and we warm to the mid-60s as we get across to the northeastern sections of the state. So warming up. 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. this morning. Ag News Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
We treat those cattle like our lives depended on it because they do. We know what to give them so that they can produce to the best of their ability and be as comfortable as possible while doing it. Beyond financial, beyond profit, if we're treating these cattle well, they work better for us. And it requires a lot of patience, but it's very rewarding too.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
Isn't it great that a food you crave can be so good for you as well? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great. But did you know that there are 29 cuts of beef that meet government guidelines for lean? Each one contains less than 10 grams of total fat, 4.5 grams or less of saturated fat, and less than 95 milligrams of cholesterol per 3.5 ounce servings. May is Beef Month, so go lean with protein and buy beef. It's what's for dinner. This May Beef message brought to you by WIC Buildings.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know is agriculture. Compared with medicine, where small companies often lead in turning cutting-edge science into new drugs, agriculture has never had much startup activity. Now that's changing. Let's talk about where the big bucks are going right after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
Until recently, agriculture biotechnology was dominated by six giant seed and chemical companies, including Monsanto and DuPont. But there's a change on the way. New technologies are opening up new opportunities, and the money is following. Investment in early-stage agricultural companies is springing to life. One sign of that is an announcement made last week of a new accelerator to assist fledgling agriculture companies. Its backers include two bio-agrochemical and seed companies, Bayer and Syngenta, and some venture capital firms that typically throw their money behind pharmaceuticals, not farms. John Dombrowski is chief executive of the new organization, which is called Ag Tech Accelerator. He says the time is right for early stage ag investing to come to life, and he says it's happening before our very eyes. About 500 ag tech companies attracted $4.6 billion in investments last year. Agricultural biotechnology used to mean mainly genetically modified crops. Because of regulations and consumer opposition, these often required many years and tens of millions of dollars to bring to market. So genetic engineering was dominated, as you would expect, by big companies with deep pockets working on major crops like corn and soybeans. But now there are less expensive techniques for providing crops with new traits, such as the CRISPR gene editing approach, which might not even be regulated. This could open up the market for smaller companies working on less widely grown crops. There is also a lot of development of so-called biological products, such as living microbes that can kill pests, or ways to improve the health of the community of microbes that live in, on, or around a plant, the microbiome. A microbiome company in North Carolina called AgBiome raised $34.5 million last year from investors including Monsanto, Syngenta, some venture capital companies, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The AgTech Accelerator I mentioned earlier is going to be based in Research Triangle Park in North Carolina, where Bayer and Syngenta have their main U.S. crop research operations. New startups will be able to work in the accelerator's building and take advantage of its management. The accelerator will get ideas for new companies and expert advice from various universities, including Duke, North Carolina State, Pennsylvania State, Purdue, the University of North Carolina, Washington State, and University of California, Davis. Back after this.
Helping you achieve top profitability. That's the goal of your local branch of the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op. From planting to harvest, let the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op help you with soil testing, soil inputs, fertilizer options. They offer top quality seeds, and the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op has feed for the livestock producer available. Top quality inputs yield top quality profits. Check with your local branch of the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Cloudy, breezy, 53 degrees, highs near 70 today. North winds keep temperatures in check. We were close to another inch of rain overnight. Thunderstorms rumbled across the region. Those continue to push out of far northeast Kansas, the eastern tier of Nebraska. Nothing additional precip-wise today. Again, close to another inch overnight here at the studios.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Well, in Royals baseball, Brett Gardner doubled home with the tie-breaking run off Kelvin Herrera in the eighth inning, and the New York Yankees overcame three runs by Lorenzo Cain to beat the reeling Kansas City Royals 10-7 yesterday. In a back-and-forth game, the Kansas City Royals from deficits of 1-0, 5-3, and 7-6, as Cain tied his career high with five RBIs. Chesler Cuthbert also homered for the Royals, who have hit six home runs in the first two games of the series. But Gold Glove shortstop Alcides Escobar allowed Ben Gamel's grounder to bounce off his glove for an error with one out in the eighth. Gardner followed with a drive to left center off Herrera for a lead of 8-7. Starlin Castro was hit by a pitch, and Brian McCann hit a two-run double off the fence in the right center. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
The Oklahoma City Thunder owned a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Western Conference semifinals after closing on a 13-3 run to beat the Spurs 95-91 at San Antonio. Russell Westbrook scored 35 points, grabbed 11 rebounds, and had 9 assists, and converted a 3-point play with just 6.2 seconds left to secure the victory. The Spurs have dropped their last two home games after losing just once in San Antonio the entire regular season. Golden State Warriors guard Steph Curry is the first unanimous winner of the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award. Curry is the 11th player in league history to be voted MVP in consecutive seasons and the first guard to do so since Steve Nash in the 2004-2005 and 2005-2006. It was the Pittsburgh Penguins over the Washington Capitals 4-3, which means the Penguins advance to the NHL Eastern Conference Finals against Tampa Bay. I'm Stephanie Austin.
A salute to the class of 2016 and the graduates of Hanover High School. From Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Turn 4 Bar and Grill, Hanover Electric, Citizens National Bank Greenlay, Midwest Products, and the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies. Graduation Sunday at 1 in the Hanover High School Gymnasium. Seniors include Jeffrey Martin, Kylie Meyer, William Moore, Jacob Pettigo, Peyton Prawley, Kylie Ray, Jessica Schroller, Matthew White, and Morgan Zabotrisky. A salute to the seniors in the class of 2016 from Hanover High School. From Blue Valley Insurance, Midwest Products, Citizens National Bank Greenleaf, Hanover Electric, Turn 4 Barn Grill, and Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance.
Highland Community College Western Center would like to congratulate all area high school and college graduates, and they would like to extend a special congratulations to their graduates, Go Scotties! The Western Center is home to diesel technology, industrial welding, medical office assistant programs, and building trades programs. This fall, they are adding precision agriculture and engineering graphics and technologies. Enroll today for general education classes or technical training. From here, you can see anywhere. For more information, visit highlandcc.edu.
KNDY.